Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
You're gonna say, like, you know, what about a weapon? What about a offensive linemen? We look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, and we talk about attacking on offense. Offensive line is the tip of the spear.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
The voice of Los Angeles Chargers head coach and former Michigan Wolverines head coach. Shout out to them winning the national championship. Jim Harbaugh, just an electric quote after they drafted Joe Alt with the fifth overall pick. The offensive line, the tip of the spear. Evan Silva joins us in 20 minutes, talking all things National Football League coming out of the NFL draft. But for now, Ken and I will play out the AFC playoff bracket. Now, before we do this, starting with the wild card round, I'm going to assume, and you don't have to reveal whether or not you have the Chiefs winning the AFC here and advancing to the Super Bowl for the 384th consecutive year. If you were to pick a team other than Kansas City right now, Ken, to win the AFC, who would it be and why?
Well, I'll start by saying I don't even want to because I think they're just going to win. If I was going to do so, God, there's even like some historical parameters around this. Teams I'd consider Baltimore, but I think if they made it, they'd lose to somebody. So could make it, but I don't see them as a winner. Buffalo, same problem. I don't think they'd get there.
And psychologically scarred just, also, both those teams.
This is what I was talking about before, though, when we did like Super Bowl futures and matchups and stuff. Like, I'd rather bet both Mahomes and someone new rather than bet a bunch of the somebody old cast of characters. I'd rather bet Stroud or Jordan Love or whatever the hell the Steelers are going to do or like whatever. I'd rather bet that than like the guys who just lose all the time in the playoffs. Like, you know, here's Lamar and Josh Allen and Tua and like all these guys. It's like, nah, like I'm good on all that. And be like, well, what about Burrow? Be like, Burrow's problem, I think, is the team sucks. Like, I think Burrow's problem is he's awesome and the team's just not that good. I mean, sorry, like, I just don't think they are. I think their metrics bear that out, actually. And we'll see if they can keep everybody together here, too, with all these trade requests and how unhappy everyone is. And you did a good job detailing that last week. Like, yes, if he got to the game and the game mattered, he can go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, like we've seen it. They get into the game, they make in the playoffs. Like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
What about Rodgers?
Right, so I'm getting to, like, all right, if you're going to pick a conference champion that's not Kansas City, you could definitely pick the Jets. I think Houston is one of the easiest cases to make. Like, super young, up-and-coming team, very talented, like, roster's awesome, quarterback might kind of be, like, that guy. In a different way, Cleveland is a case to make, but you need the quarterback to revert back to being kind of how we feel about Stroud right now. And, you know, like, so it's just, I'd rather have, like, that kind of upside if I'm selling someone who's not the Chiefs. This isn't, their teams are going to beat the Chiefs. I don't think anyone's going to beat the Chiefs, not this year at least. And, you know, you're talking about second place, basically, or a team, you know, a team who's going to make it instead. Okay. Yeah, Houston or the Jets or Cleveland. I'd rather, if we're talking about to win the Super Bowl, would rather take a shot with somebody like that, or sorry, to make the Super Bowl, than the guys who just never do it and are really low priced too. Like, those all just seem like terrible bets.
All right, so your top four seeds: KC one, Browns two. Okay, was it KC and JoJo? Getting all my life. KC one, right. Cleveland two, Jets three, yep. Texans four. Yep. Your 5, 6, and 7 were Buffalo, and what were 6 and yep. 7? Please.
Baltimore 6, Chargers 7.
Yep. And Baltimore 6, Chargers 7. Okay. So that would create first-round playoff yeah. matchups for you. These are...
Yep.
Wow. I love this. Chargers at Browns in the 2-7. We would have...
Do you want to fill them out as we go? God. Or do you want to take our time here? I can, as you read them off, I can fill out who I've got, too.
Sure. So Chargers at Browns in the 2-7.
Browns hosting the game. This is the, like, the Chargers are on their way, but they're not there yet. They're just not ready yet game, and the Browns advance.
Okay. What point spread of the game?
Cleveland 3.5.
I was going to say it's good, like 3.5 or 4. Okay, so Browns. Okay, 3-6. Ravens. Oh, man. Ravens at Jets.
Jets... like a really small favorite, and
1.5.
Rodgers is, and the Ravens advance.
Okay, so Ravens advance, and then Bills at Texans. Is Buffalo favorite?
Like pick or like something? Bills really small number, and Houston wins, and McDermott gets fired.
I think like some Bills fans are like, oh man, that sucks, we lose again. And other Bills fans are like, yes, finally. Like, get this guy out of here, please. Okay, so now this would create second round matchups, right? Hey, Ravens fans, guess what you get? Another yep. trip to get the Chiefs again. You would get sure Ravens do. At Chiefs, and you would get, oh, a rematch of last year's wild card game, except this time, presumably with Deshaun Watson and not Joe Flacco, because, you know, he's on the Colts. Ravens at Chiefs, Texans at Browns in the divisional round.
Yeah, Kansas City and Cleveland both winning those. They'd both be hosting those games. I would bet Kansas City home against Baltimore. Or not, I would bet that they would win a home game against Baltimore. And then, yeah, it's funny because I tried to be really open-minded about Cleveland here, despite what I did a month ago. And it, just the way this broke for them, I was like, oh, I guess I am going to... I didn't intend to have them at the end, like, against Kansas City for sure. And just the way that the bracket broke, I'd be like, I think they beat the... You know, even if, like, you don't like Deshaun, or you think you don't like Deshaun, even if you don't like him as a player, and you don't think that they're, like, likely to be this amazing team, if it's, like, a not-quite-ready Chargers, and then Houston and Cleveland host the game... Now they're in the championship game all of a sudden. I mean, that's how it happens. It doesn't have to be, they avoided, they avoided Kansas City. They avoided some of the other teams since he didn't make it in this exercise. So that's just how I end up having them there. So yeah, Kansas City hosting the Browns is my championship game.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
And then you have Kansas City winning the AFC Championship game and Connelly in the Marty Schottenheimer
yeah,
Bowl.
Like 100%
God rest his soul. And yeah. Chiefs are a what-point favorite in that game against Cleveland?
I think the Chiefs are going to be awesome this year. 6, 7.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe consider betting Cleveland in the game to cover if it's going to be that big a number.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think the Chiefs are going to be this year? I mean, Snead trade, sure. Offense, like, almost has to be better. Like, we'll see what happens with, like, Rashee Rice, too, I guess. We, like, need to know the answer to that little bit, but...
And Eager, when he was on with us yesterday... I think the worst case scenario, and I don't know what's like legally how this is going to play out. Assuming he doesn't go to jail, Eager kind of threw out if he's suspended for 8 games. It feels like 8 games right. is, and I could be way wrong on this, it feels like 8 games is like the max that would be. Maybe it's the whole season, maybe he goes to jail, I don't know. I think that come playoff time, they'll have the 3 wide receiver set is going to be Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy with Travis Kelce. Like the and Pacheco, who's like
and the
who's
offensive
insane.
Line. Yeah. Right.
And they took that and Juwan Taylor was like the weak link on yes. the offensive line this past year. Right. Like they drafted I don't know how to pronounce the guy's like Kingsley, like Sumalatalo from BYU. And I haven't watched him play once. Everyone says that he's going to like step in and be like day one starter protecting the blind side and going to be great. I don't know who he is. I'm just saying this is what really smart people play. Yeah, man, like they're going to be awesome. I think, you know, we just talked about this with the Nuggets. It's like 50 Shades of Grey, like 50 reasons I'll construct for the Chiefs to possibly lose. Like, here's how the Chiefs don't get there. Is if, like, Stroud, like, they play Houston and Stroud has a nuclear game. Like, that's how it happens. They play yeah. Herbert
they
and
played
Herbert
guys
has a nuclear,
who had a nuclear game.
Game.
They played Josh Allen last year, he had a nuclear game. Well, the Bills running yep. game had a nuclear game, I guess, but with Josh Allen orchestrating it. They
well,
played,
Allen,
they played
2 years
teams
ago.
Where the quarterback has gone nuts. Yeah, that yeah, true. Good point. Like, they played games where that's happened. Yeah, just, I mean, okay, so Kansas City last year.
And to be fair, like, should have lost to Buffalo in the 13 seconds game, lost to Cincinnati, right. could have lost to Cincinnati again. So, yeah, like, Kansas City's the best team, but it's not insane to think that, like, Stroud could go to Arrowhead and, like, out-duel Mahomes, but play well enough to win the game and they could win the game. That's how it happens, I think.
Yeah, and look, it can happen. Like, would you bet on it? And then with who, and then as you're clicking that button, isn't there a part of you that's just like, well, isn't this just a huge waste of time?
Yes, definitely.
And the funny thing is, like, a lot of people talk about the Chargers this year, like it's going to be this multi-year process, and, you know, maybe they don't make the playoffs this year, or it's not going to be fully formed yet. And I got to be honest, like, that's the perfect timetable, because, like, why the hell would you want to be fully formed this year? You won't win. Next year you could be fully formed and then see what the Chiefs roster looks like then. And like, that's the time to go get them, you know, or 2 years when Kelce retires, when this contract runs out, whatever it's going to be. So just like, you know, like, it's just, I think it's okay to retool this year and not be fully formed. I just, okay. Like in like one of the worst teams Mahomes ever quarterbacks, offensive DVOA 8th, defensive DVOA 7th, maybe with Snead not there, the defense takes like a small step back. Still, like, the column 10th, column whatever, maybe it's not quite as good. The likelihood the offense is 8th or 7th or 6th or 5th is, like, really low. Like, a split next year of, like, 1st and 10th would make a lot of sense. Or 2nd and 10th, and Mahomes gets back to, like, the statistical accomplishments that he was doing a couple years ago. Okay, then, like, what are we doing? Again, the tone I did with the Nuggets, I don't want to do again. I don't even like that tone. But just, it's, you know, like, it's very likely to happen.
Power rank the top three teams that could go into Arrowhead and win in January in the AFC.
Not, like, most likely to get there, just could win the game.
Absolutely, yes.
Cincinnati's got to be one of them because Burrow's done it. And I don't think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to get to the game. But if they got there, you would at least believe going into the game that they have a chance to win. I don't know who the hell second is.
Is Houston second?
Like, Houston would only be second if you hated everyone else. Because it's not really about liking Houston. Like, what did you... Like, you loved... Like, not what you saw last year is like an upside and they win these games and they win these awards. Like, they're going to win that game? Like, that game? Can I make a case for, like, somebody other than them?
Jets?
I don't think Cleveland can win the game. I think the Jets coaching staff's got no shot in that game.
It's never Buffalo. It's never Baltimore. It's never Miami.
No.
It's no, but is it no Jacksonville?
Could the Steelers ever win the game?
No.
Maybe. What if Fields wins MVP? Do they win the game then?
Can I tell you a story?
Could the Chargers win the game?
No, not this year.
Right. So it's like the Bengals, except I think they suck and they're never going to get there.
Can I tell you a story? You said, like, well,
is it about
well,
how the
maybe.
Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl? Is that kind of that kind of story?
When I interned at WFAN in 2003, I had to, like, cut tape. So at the time, it was the New Jersey Nets. For people that remember, it's when the Nets were really good. Like, they went to back-to-back NBA finals when Kidd was the point guard with Kerry Kittles and Keith Van Horn, et cetera.
Yeah, back-to-back finals.
And Kenyon Martin.
Completely trucked.
Got trucked by the Lakers and the Spurs, but we digress. And I used to have to cut tape from New Jersey Nets practice on, like, what was called DATs. Like, DATs. That's what these things were called at the time. And there was a Kenyon Martin, like, media scrum, and I remember cutting it and listening to, like, the raw audio. And a reporter asks Kenyon Martin something to the effect of, like, what if this happens? And I don't even remember what, it doesn't matter. What if this happens? And Kenyon Martin goes, and I can't see this, it's just audio, but I picture Kenyon Martin, like, looking at the reporter, like, you're an idiot. And he goes, what if, what if a mother effing nuclear missile hit this building right now? Then what? What if? That was the cut. So you go to me, what if the Steelers? And I want to go, like, yeah. What if a nuclear missile hit the building right now? I don't know.
I don't know. What if? You tell me. What if? Yeah, just and people might be like, no, like, it's just, well, that's a boring conversation. Like, really, it's just the Chiefs again. Like, I, you know, sometimes with this stuff, I want to be like, yeah, do you want, like, the great 60-second soundbite, or, like, do you want to bet on the actual winner?
Do you want to win money?
Want to bet on that? Yeah, or just not even win money, because you could bet, like, a big price and get to the game and hedge. Like, there's a lot of ways to win money. You could trade stuff, but just, like, if the goal is to actually bet on the team that's going to win, then the Chiefs have to be not just a part of this conversation, AFC and Super Bowl. They have to dominate the conversation, and it has to be like, do you dare bet someone that's not them in addition to betting them? You're betting them. Are you betting anyone else? Like, that's the way Super Bowl futures conversations have to be this year. You're betting Kansas City. Who else do you want to bet with them? Or is the answer no one else?
So is it, if Cincinnati is the first choice just because of their playoff success, is the second choice the Texans, the Jets, or the Chargers? Or the Browns? Or the Jaguars,
it's the Texans,
I guess,
or
you
the Jets. I think it's Texans or the Jets, I guess. I don't think the Texans can ever go there and win that game this year. I just don't see that.
How angry are, like, Bills fans right now? Really? Like, we can never do it? Yes.
Hey,
sorry,
guys, we got pretty close. Excuse me.
All right, I'll give you my AFC playoff bracket in the final hour of the Power Hour, but we'll close hour number three coming up next, talking all things NFL with our good friend Evan Silva from Establish the Run.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.